What hadn't you been able to accomplish before you began with Lenny that you were able to see?
Well, thinking for myself is what I have to say. Thinking for myself. You know, because we were in the middle of a lot of heavy influences. It was very tempting to play, to imitate Charlie Parker and Lester Young. It was tempting for us tenor players to either go for Ben Webster or Lester Young. I mean, just go all the way. So Lenny did bring this quality to musical thinking and his teaching, which insisted upon hearing not how well you can play like somebody else, but how well you can think. You know, how well you understand the language, how well trained you are. You know, you'll always improvise. You know, assuming you have the feeling to improvise, that's going to happen.
And I'll bet that was probably, at that point, it was the best thing that could have happened.
Oh, it was. I mean, it convinced me that I could think. It convinced me I could be original, I could be myself.
Which is, in effect, the actual sense of the artist.
It certainly is. Sooner or later, we come to that realization, if we keep growing up, that we've got to speak for ourselves. We've got to say our thing. It's like this. Each of us has his own melody in us somewhere. And the point of education is to crystallize it. To bring it to the surface where you feel you're playing your own melody. You don't have to rely on imitation.
Which is a good philosophy for any career.
I hope so, yes. It is.
It goes well beyond just being a musician or an actor or an artist.
Of course.